From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Jennifer Ristvedt reading Beyond the Brazos by Ermal Walden Williamson. Prologue. Matt Rides Alone. 1861, just prior to the Civil War. To begin our story, we should take a step back to a place in Tennessee, by the Tennessee River, where Matt and Jenny last saw each other. Matt grabbed hold of Jenny's arms and, trying to calm her down, said, "He's a killer, Jenny. It's time you realized that." The man they sought was called Sin, and had taken advantage of Matt's drunken stupor from a Christmas party. Along with two ruffians, Sin roughed up Matt and Jenny's father, who was in the same condition, and accidentally shot and killed the well-beloved Negro house slave. Now, in the act of being followed by a marshal, Sin stopped and shot and killed him in cold blood. "Maybe he had to," Jenny returned, trying to free herself from Matt's iron grip. "Maybe the marshal was about to kill him, and he shot him in self-defense." Jenny's father, Jim, looked at the marshal's body and pointed to his holstered .45. "His gun is still in his holster, Jenny," he said. "He was bushwhacked." "Why are you still trying to defend him so?" Matt asked as he let go of Jenny's arms. Looking at her as she rubbed her wrists, he continued, "You never believed him to be anything other than innocent of all this." He realized that his words were ringing true for the first time. Standing in front of her with his hands on his hips, he confronted her, saying, "You never gave him up. You're still in love with him. All this time, you were still seeing him while pretending to be in love with me."